three, two, one. Good luck and have fun. And we are back in the game here to start all this action. We start with Clan TAC as we follow Makus. Telemachusis out of the spawn point as he quickly runs down out on to the garage rooftop there. Nobody home for Latosan family. We do pick up Rudolph down passing the fountain as he enters the first level, the ground floor, level one of the parking garage. He's got help with him. He's got Hulu and Rudolph as now they make their way up to the top where we saw McTelekusis here just a moment ago. He has since retreated under fire from across the way. That is Daffy. There's your first kill. Skype slowed down a bullet to Borkus's SRA, so first kill goes to THC as the action here now starts to heat up as the G36, you can hear him in the back off. That is McTelly trying to pop a couple of heads here. Another SRA shot as Orcus slowed down, and that was, who was that? That was Edie on the kill of Latosan family. Nice work there as we see Halu and Edie now, heal themselves up just on the side of the skylight as Edie now making a, trying to make a run past the skylight here and get an advantage on Daffy. Daffy over on the Regent apartment rooftops now as he drops down onto the wall and into the garden area. Not a good place to be right now on the ground floor when your opponent has the vertical advantage as we see dead bodies hanging over the side of the building. We're going to hold it here with Daffy. Daffy just at the entrance to the underground of parking. Right now he's got a UMP-45 out. He is looking straight up. And Hulu knows. Actually, Hulu doesn't know where he is. Edie doesn't know where he is, so we're going to have to switch out of Daffy. And here is Titus now. Titus making his way second level. He's got the Remington SR-8 out. You hear action taking place above. That is Hulu and Edie once again. Glass breaking as they step on a couple of paints. Big SR-8 shot there by Titus, and that is going to do it here. Nice work by Titus. Stroik also gunning down Edie to get the first point here for THC. So some interesting tactics here to start the match. As it was, Latosan family with the height advantage. They had the high point on the map, but they were not able to control it as THC did a very fine job here to get the first point. McKelly now running down on to the second level. He hooks up with Skype, and Skype taken out by McKelly's G36 once again. So he doing a good job here so far. As we follow Hulu now, Hulu under attack. Telekusis hit in the leg. He is bleeding, but he's able to gun down and kill Hulu. And another blue team victory here. Latosan family tie things up here to start early on. We're only 3 minutes in. This is Clan Base Spring 2005 coverage as we follow Latosan family out of the spawn onto the street. We run with Jalu. He's got an SR-8 out. Now he swaps weapons. Titus and Daffy holding down in the penthouse suite of the Regent Apartments. Got to control that elevator. Even though it's got a bell on it and it will ring when it hits the top floor, you don't want to be caught with your pants down. A lot of action so far taking place inside the parking garage as we see McTelly slowed down by Edie's SR-8 once again. So far, the parking garage has presented a challenge here for both clans. As we now see Orcus and Stork on level two, they are under assault here by Latosan family. Skype and Edie coming through. Skype spammed without mercy by Orcus, and then Edie spammed to death by the MP5K. Orcus then bleeds to death. So that leaves us a two-on-one here. Stork and Daffy to find Jalu. Where is Jalu? Well, he is on the bridge of the hotel. Nice little jump there. Puts him on a little outcropping just underneath the skylight as he hops now up to the top. He is near the skylight as we see Stork trying to put his head through on to the top of the garage as he sees bullets and hears the ricochets. He knows where the shots came from. He and Daffy now make their way on to the rooftop of the parking garage. Jalu letting loose with the LR-300. Now he retreats and reloads. As he now makes a move down and onto the wall and into the garden area once again, very quickly running over to the lower apartment rooftops. He's in a good position there, although he can be attacked from above as he climbs up the lattice work on the side of the apartment. Now he's on the upper apartment rooftop. He is shielded at the moment, and nobody going to be able to see him from where he is right now as we see Stoic and Daffy taking a position up in the Regent apartment. Angelou pops out, tries to get a free shot there on either Daffy or Stoic. That did not happen. As a Stoic and now retreating over onto that outcropping, they are putting in putting a couple good shots in the direction of Jalou, but Jalou able to avoid those shots, where he now holds up inside the little apartment there on top of the laundromat. Being very quiet here as we go inside the game with him. He's got full health. He's got a clip of 30 and an extra clip on his hip. So he's in a good position right now. But round time is going to run out. 3 seconds, 2-1. It's going to be a draw here as we hit the 14-minute mark. So no gamers, no points awarded to either clan here. Score remains 1-1 after 6 minutes of play. We spawn with THC as they come out from behind the laundromat. A grenade dropped down that does a bit of damage to Stoic as McTelly there to heal him up. As we follow McTelly now in to the parking garage, he is on level 1 looking to make his way up to level 2 and beyond. Will he be able to do it? I do not see anybody there right now. As we heard bodies dropping, and that was Rudolph on the wrong end of McTelly's G36 once again. Rudolph coming up from the underground parking, the sub-level here on the parking garage. That is where he came from. That is how he got the drop on McTelly. But McTelly doing a fine job there once again. G36 in action. It does work. Great weapon. As we see Daffy become a nasty stain, a well-placed grenade by Hulu catches him. Never had a chance. So both sides now down two gamers. As we follow the action once again up on top of the parking garage, it is Edie with the UMP40 or the MP5K. You heard it there just a moment ago. Skype slowed down by Orcus's SR8 again. Orcus having a good round here. 5 kills for him so far. And as I say that, he gets taken out, D36. So he had a 5-kill, 3-death streak there for just a moment, but that is now 5-4. And look out from above. Edie going to be assaulted by Stoic. Stoic almost had the drop on him. I believe he heard the footsteps. And Edie quickly retreating in to the reception area of the hotel as he switches weapons back and forth between the MP5K and the Remington SR8. That is the mighty, mighty sniper rifle. One-shot, one-kill weapon here in Urban Terror. Some say it might be an unfair advantage when in the hands of a skilled player. We'll have to see what happens with that weapon. But so far, a couple gamers sticking to it. Orcus being one of them. Edie being another here for Latosin family. As I said, Latosin family from Finland. THC, a European clan. Here comes Stoic in to the reception area. He never had a chance. May I have a hotel room? Yes, you may, in the name of Edie with the SR8. Here are your keys. And there is the last kill. McTelly coming around the hotel lobby area just under the skylight. And he is put in to the ground. Hulu with the G36. 2-1 now is our score. Latosin family has taken the lead. Action ensuing on level 1 here of the parking garage once again. As we see comments flying from Titus, I hate this map. And like I said, this is one of those maps that if you're not ready, it can really come to bite you in the ass. And I think that might be doing that right now to THC, as it does not look like they are completely prepared for this. Latosin family doing a good job. As we see Wrathchild say, it's my favorite. Unfortunately, I'm not playing right now. He is sitting back as a sub here for Latosin family. As we see Latosin family making their way down on to the first floor of the parking garage, it is Edie, and it is Jalou. G36 MP5K is there looking to come out now on to the ground floor. Decide to reverse their course and go under the entrance, come out near the parking entrance near the Regent's Hotel. Excuse me, the Regent's Apartments. And up on the opposing apartment rooftop, it is Orcus from THC, joined by McTelly Cousies. They heal each other up here very quickly as McTelly has the med kit. Stoic hanging out on the sub-level here, the Regent's Apartments. He's got Skype in his sights. Skype hit and hurt, but Rudolph right there to help heal him up. As Stoic got taken down over on over on the Regent. Orc is going to be in a little bit of trouble here. He's got Edie coming his direction as Orcus and McTelly are healing. Orcus under heavy attack. And he is outmanned, outgunned by Skype. Skype then takes a bullet from McTelly up on the upper apartment rooftop as Jaloo comes and cleans everything up, giving the point to Lato 3-1. And we saw some comments in here. Yes, this map has changed quite a bit since 2.3. Many of the jumps you spoke about have been removed. Unfortunately, some of those would allow gamers onto portions of the map that are very hard to get to. And sometimes caused an unfair advantage as we respawn now back into the game with Latosin family. They take a position again up on top of the hotel rooftop and on top of the parking garage. Skype dropping down all the way down as he's going to fall between the parking lot or the underground parking entrance and the Regent's apartment as he follows Jaloo and Rudolph, who just got SR8'd by Orcus from across the way. Jaloo LR300 letting loose. And he's got a bullet that catches him on the wrong end of that was Orcus at 4-1 now our score here. After THC won the initial round, it has been all Latosin family. They've won the last three, scored out 4-1 in favor of Latosin family. We're at the 8-minute 30-second mark here in this match as we continue to count down on UT Uptown. Action ensuing inside the hotel, or inside the apartment. McTelly and Jaloo going one-on-one against each other. It's going to be Jaloo who gets the kill here. Edie and Hulu heal up at the entrance to the underground parking lot. They now make their way out to the opposing side, coming out the garage, and in the background, it is Stoic on the wrong end of Skype's G36. That's going to do it. Another round here for Latosin family. So as I spoke in the pregame, Latosin family getting out to a pretty one-sided lead here, but we still have UT Turnpike to play. That map going to be to the advantage of the Trigger Happy Chillers. We'll have to see how it plays out. Can they stay close enough here in this first round to make that map the difference maker, as we will find out here in just about 10 minutes. We pick the action up with Daffy of THC, G36 out on top of the parking garage. Switching back and forth between that and his UMP-45. Off in the distance, we see Skype running in, making his way onto the Regent's apartment's rooftop. He's got support in the man of Orcus and dropping down very quickly. Very quickly, I believe that was Skype. Unfortunately, Titus right there at the entrance to the Regent's to meet him. As a THC down one man right now. Oh, check that. We're now tied. A big SR8 kill from Orcus. We've been calling his name quite a bit here in the first round. That SR8 providing him his kills so far, doing a good job with that weapon. As we go around the Regent apartment, back on to the rooftop, it is Daffy, it is Orcus. UMP-45 and the MP5K as they now make their move on to the hotel rooftop, just going past the skylight. It is Orcus in the lead here. Daffy trailing behind him. And Jaloo of Latosin family. And those three at the underground parking lot now as Rudolph comes out on to the street. He's going to have to be careful there as he is exposed as he climbs the ladder on the side of the laundromat into the apartment and out onto the rooftop. LR300 in hand. We continue to follow Rudolph here as he makes his way from the upper to the lower apartment rooftop. Daffy and Orc is going to hold down the high position here on the map. You hear the SR8 in the background going off. That bullet catches Edie. Edie going down. Jaloo under attack. MP5K. If either of those guys has a grenade, that would do it right there as he is injured and bleeding. You hear the UMP45 in the background. That is Daffy letting loose with that weapon. Under attack, it is Rudolph, though, his teammate here, but it's not going to be enough as Orcus gets a final kill on Rudolph, who had snuck between the buildings here, getting one kill, but he's extinguished. 5-2 now is our score in favor of Latosin family. THC getting 1 point back here as they maintain their composure. They're nowhere near out of this match yet, as Rudolph, just on the opposing wall outside the garage, he's trying to get the drop on at THC. He knows they're there. He can hear him as he comes around the corner. McTelly under a heavy attack from Rudolph, but from behind, he is gunned down. McTelly doing a good job there. As he is hit, he is injured. Daffy healing him up here very quickly. They're on the first level of the parking garage. That is Edie, who let loose with an SRH shot. Edie now retreating. Edie all the way over in front of the Regent's apartment. With that SRH, he is hit, he is injured, he is bleeding, and he is down. Orcus returns a favor with his SRH. So SRH playing a major factor here so far in this map. Orcus doing a good job leading all scorers here for THC with 10 kills. Hulu on the side of Latosan family with 11. So they exchange kills there with their SR8. And right now our score 5-2 in favor of Finland's Latosan family. As THC trying to scrap back into it here. And they're only down by 3. 4 minutes to go here. We hit the 4 minute mark. As THC go in search of Latosan family, the elevator up at the top level here. Nobody in it. There's a little decoy by Latosan family. Oh, his Iko just switched to McTelekusi's, and guess what? He receives a bullet in the brain from Latosan family's Jalou as he quickly runs down the alleyway near the Bubbles laundromat. On the backside he goes. He is injured. He's got about 45% of his health left. He's got a round of, he's got 22 in a clip for his LR300. As it looks like Jalou going to camp out there for just a moment. He's in one of those areas that people might not look for him behind the laundromat. As THC has somewhat favored the other side of the map. As we go in search of THC, and here they come. It is Orcus leading the charge. With Stoic and Titus, they are now on top of the parking garage rooftop. Stoic going to drop down very quickly. Here he comes past the Bubbles laundromat sign, and he cannot see Jalou. I can because I have the Shoutcast spectator turned on. But Stoic took a look down the backside of the laundromat, did not see anything. And Stoic now up on top of the rooftop is now he's looking down. He's looked everywhere, but he did not catch Jalou back there. Pretty amazing. He missed him. Looked everywhere but the one unsuspecting place that Jalou was. And it looks like time is going to run out here. 6 seconds as we count down. We are going to have our second draw here as time expires. Score remains 5-2 as we're coming up on the two-minute mark here in this first match on UT Uptown. If you want to follow along at home, urbanterror.net/uptown.jpg. That is the map we are playing. Very vertical map today. As Daffy under heavy attack up on level 2, it is going to be Edie with his SR8 taking him out once again. SR8, the weapon of choice I had in at this first round. Seems to be what, not everybody's using, but it seems to be the weapon that's getting the most kills here. G36 for Hulu. As he makes his way up onto level 2, looking to make a move up onto the top of the parking garage where Edie has already cleared the area. Has the SR8 out as he now goes inside the hotel lobby, looking past the bridge in the reception area. And nobody there from my vantage point. Edie cannot see that. Jumping through the window, though, it is Titus of THC. He enters that access corridor I was talking about. As a grenade gets thrown up in Titus' direction, he drops down on top of Hulu. And nice little tactic there as Titus kills him. But Titus on the wrong end of Skype's G36. Skype up on the bridge between the lobby and the reception area. Gets the kill here. 4 kills for Latosan family. As Stoic now has a lot of blue teams. He's got Edie and Skype to search for and kill. If THC wants to get one more point back here. We'll have to see if that happens. Stoic inside the apartment on top of the Bubbles laundromat as we go outside. And look, Edie deciding what he is going to do. Edie decides to go down the back alley behind the laundromat. Did not go up inside as Stoic is going to be content for the moment to ride out the round on that inside that apartment. And it's not going to matter. Edie coming very quickly around the corner here. LR300. Down goes Stoic. So our score now 6-2 in favor of Latosan family as we have 14 seconds left, 13 counting down in this round. This will be the final round. And will THC be able to draw to within 3? Or is it going to be Latosan family who goes up by 4 here to start the second round? We pick up the action here with Edie. He's on top of the Regent's apartment rooftop across the way. It is Stoic. Had an HE grenade out, but That grenade drops as a Jaloo kills him. The grenade explodes without harming anybody. Jaloo now making a move back on to the rooftop and into the apartments just above the laundromat. Once again, he's going to climb down that ladder. No, he decides to reverse his course and to go back out onto the laundromat rooftop as we quickly find Orcus. Orcus with his teammate, Titus, level two of the parking garage. And very quickly, here comes Skype and Edie. And very quickly, it is Skype who lets loose with the G36. Titus returning fire. Orcus is bleeding. He's got his SR8 still in his hand. Titus trying to get the kill. Titus bleeding. He's out of health. He dies on the wrong end of Skype's G36. Skype falling down all the way down to the ground level. Nice move by him. As under heavy attack, it is Orcus. Orcus dies. That is going to be the round 7-2. We're going to step away, take a quick break, come back for round two as you are inside the game here with Oswald Clan Base 2005 Cup Action. We'll be right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio.
And welcome back to ITG. Forgot about that. Welcome back to ITG. It is Oswald here. We are between rounds. First round, 7-2 was our final score. That round, actually, 7-2 was our score. It was all Latos and family after THC came out strong, got the first kill. Things slowed down. 7-2, not a big score like some of these other matches you see here. 7-2 in favor of Latos and family, running down individual scores here for each team. Jaloo leading all scorers, 12 kills, 4 deaths, very good effectiveness for him. Hulu right behind him, 12 and 8, and Edie with 11 and 5 for Latosin family. On the side of the Trigger Happy Chillers, McTelekusis, 11 kills, 11 deaths. Orcus right behind him, 10 kills, 10 deaths. Orcus, I think all of his kills with the SR8, unfortunately 10 deaths, that does not help out. I am sure things will change here in the second round as we move over to the more fast-paced, the map that more people actually know, UT Turnpike. And again, I said this in the pregame that this has to be a tactic by clans to play these off-the-wall maps that gamers have probably not played in some time, UT Uptown being one of those maps. As you heard, plays much slower than a Turnpike or a UT Casa. So, THC down by 5, but that lead probably not much as we make our way over to UT Turnpike here as we are between rounds. As our teams here take a quick break, I think I am going to do the same. Going to try to queue up one song here, and we're coming back in just a couple of minutes. For the start of the second round, it's Oswald Inside the Game, Clan Base 2005 Spring Cup Action.
I am a gun and I'm low.
we come back very quick. Good luck. Have funds being exchanged. I'm sorry for that. I did not think they'd start this quick. But we are back into the second round here as we drop back into the server under grenade attack here. McTelly, we are with him inside the office building. We are on UT Turnpike here for the second match. Score going into this round, 7-2 in favor of Litosin family. But as you just heard, a lot of carnage here out on William Street in front of the office. And very quickly, look at this. THC comes out just like they did last. 1-0 to start the round. We spawn with THC once again, and here they go. Storik and McTelly into the office. Grenades being exchanged at the office entrance. Outside in front of William Street, on William Street, in front of the McCain Supplier, it is Litosin family. Rudolph, Jalou, and Hulu. Around the corner, here comes Orcus, but Orcus not lasting long. Hulu takes him out. Titus under heavy attack in the south parking lot. MP5K out. Titus taken out one. He is bleeding. He needs to heal himself here very quickly. Not going to happen. He gets a whole lot of hole from around. Jalou with the kill. That ties things up 1-1. As we spawn with Litosin family, catching up with them here in the metro station, through the company park, and down into that south parking lot they go. And they actually turn back, head into the side park entrance. More grenades being exchanged. It is Stoy coming through the front entrance, the main office. You hear the LR-300 going off there in the background, SR-8 fire, and hiding just in front of the restrooms, it is Rudolph. Daffy manages to slow Edie down with a... Edie slows Daffy down, with the SR-8. As Stoic now leading the charge here for THC. Able to take out Edie, but Skype gets the better of him with an LR-300 blast. And just in front of the blue van, it is Orcus and McTelly doing the damage, taking names, and kicking ass here. Even though I did not sink to him in the break, they are up 2-1. As we spawn with THC once again and go inside the main office. Litosin family trying to maintain that point spread there. They had a 5-point advantage going here into the second round. Guns blazing everywhere. Bullets, blood, smoke, fire, you name it. We got it right here. Daffy, Orcus, Rudolph. Titus putting a bullet in the brain of Rudolph there. Is now Litosin family coming through the office building into the back office and coming out into the north parking lot. That is Edie. Edie hooks up with Titus over the metro parking lot under heavy fire. Titus not able to fend off the attacks of Jalou just near the metro entrance. And like that, Litosin family ties it back up here 2-2. We spawn with THC once again as we pick up Orcus on the spawn around the south parking lot. He comes. You hear the grenades being tossed by Litosin. Entering that side entrance of the near the park. But Titus catches a bullet again from Hulu. And around the blue van, they battle. THC with the man advantage doing a good job here. Hulu and Rudolph both killed. McTelly sent by Edie. But Edie catches the final bullet here from Orcus and 3-2 in favor of THC. THC definitely looks a lot more comfortable on UT Turnpike than Litosin family. That could be the death of Litosin family if they cannot put an end to this. Right now, they still have the total point advantage, the total round win advantage. But I suspect that'll slowly slip away here, especially if THC puts a minor run together, which they are still trying to do in the back. In the back office hallway, it is McTelly under attack, but he's able to take out Jalou, trying to close the door and heal himself, but he is outgunned by Rudolph coming through. Nice work by Rudolph and Skype. As Skype now passing the elevator, coming up to the main entrance of the office, out onto William Street, past the SUV, and he doubles back down the alley where he takes aim at Titus. Toss a grenade in the direction of Titus. It falls well short. Now Titus coming out with his AK-103. Titus whipping out that AK and doing some harm there. Gets a point. So that's two in a row here for THC. Once again, we spawn with THC through the metro station. They come into the company park. Daffy leading the charge with his LR-300 out. And he comes around the south parking lot with McTelly. Who sees? And nobody there to be found for Litosin family. They are all in the north parking lot. As Orcus with the LR-300 catches Skype, as Rudolph also catches a bullet from Daffy's LR-300. So Litosin family And check that. THC now down 3 gamers. Tetis just bled to death, as did Daffy from Jalou of Latosin family. Doing a good job here, picking up 2 points for his clan. And Hulu now in the back loading docks, getting some help from one of his clan mates here who actually just got taken down. Jalou taken down. That is now Hulu, I believe. Yes, it is Hulu inside the loading dock, taking on McTelly one-on-one here. McTelly bleeding. He's got about 20% health left under heavy attack. And down he goes. He catches that shiny bullet, and he is put into the ground. 4-3 our score in favor of Trigger Happy Chillers. We pick it up with Latosin family on the respawn as they get ready to enter the alleyway entrance into the office. They drop a grenade in there, enter, guns blazing. Rudolph leading the charge here. Astoria comes around the corner. G36 closes the door, and as he's closing, he does get a kill on Skype. As Atita is coming around under the alley, he picks up a kill, but he is also injured, calling for a medic. About 30% health left for Tetis, all the way down the alley. Big kill, or a long kill for Tetis with his LR-300. He's able to take out a Jalou as Orc is coming through the metro station into the metro station parking lot. Outguns Edie with his LR-300. So THE picking up another point there. They do have a 2-point advantage now here in this second round on UT Turnpike. 5-3. As we come up on the 13-minute mark here on UT Turnpike, this will decide the match. As our first match, 7-2 in favor of Latosin, cling to that lead right now, which is slowly slipping away here as THC has come to play on the UT Turnpike. We're over near the alleyway. We see Rudolph and Edie making their way down the alleyway into that alley entrance into the office. As he now retreats, closing the door, Rudolph out onto William Street, into the McCain supply yard he comes. As in the background, we see teams exchange kills. We keep the action with Jalou and his G36. He has got Tetis in his sights. Daffy now comes to support Tetis, and watch out through that that loading dock area. Here comes Edie. He now switches to his MP5K, opens up the door, and he gets a can of whoop-ass. That is Daffy with the kill. Tetis takes out Hulu, and THC picks up that win, 6-3. So Latosin family thought they had the round in their sights, but good teamwork there by THC gives them the round. 6-3 now is our score. As Rudolph quickly coming around the front parking lot, Daffy ends up nothing but a stain of blood on the ground. As our taking out Daffy and Orcus very quickly, THC down 2 gamers and stop the bleeding here in order to regain the composure and maintain this lead they have in order to make it competitive here. Rudolph and Skype now running through the north parking lot as they take a position up outside the entrance to the metro station. That is where they hook up with Storik. Storik retreating now into the company park, letting loose. McTelly inside under a big attack there. Tetis gets the kill on Jalou. As we switch gamers, and we do find Tetis, the last remaining member alive for THC. As they have been reeling ever since this round started, they were down very quickly, 2 gamers, thanks to Rudolph and his very quick thinking. We follow Tetis. He's in the north parking lot, entering the metro station now from the north, working his way out toward the company park. He comes through and into the reception entrance to the office. At the opposing end of the office, he sees Edie and Rudolph. Decides to change his course. Side, he's able to outgun Hulu with his LR-300. Tetis has a full clip, and oh, big SR-8 round from Edie slows Tetis down as he gives a raffle, and down he goes, 6-4 now. Latosin family coming back. They've won the last two to draw within 2 points here, 6-4 our score. As we approach the halfway mark in UT Turnpike, THC winning this round 6-4, but losing overall based on that 7-2 score in the first round. As we see Stoic and Edie, Stoic trying to battle it out here. McTelly, better watch out from behind. There's an SR-8 aimed at him, as it's now a 3-on-2 advantage here for Latosin family, and they make good on that advantage under the train tracks as they're able to take down two members of the THC and continue on this torrid pace where they've run off the last two in a row, putting a stop to THC, who was trying to get out to a 3-4, even 5-point advantage lead to try to draw even here in this match. Coming through the Metro Station into the park, it is THC, and that is Daffy. But again, the SR8 of Latosin family, that is Edie, slows him down, and they pick up another victory here. So Latosin family started off a bit slow here on UT Turnpike, but they've battled back, and they're only 1 point down as we enter the reception area. Grenades being exchanged. One grenade finds Stoic, and he is dead. Nothing but a spot of blood now on the floor. That was Stoic. As Hulu coming through very quickly, we see Orcus. Orcus down to buy a grenade as well. A lot of action taking place in and around the park near that south parking lot. Daffy trying to get inside. As he does, McTelly comes out, puts a hurt on Skype. As McTelly then done in by Edie, and Latosin family has tied things up here on a level that started very one-sided here in favor of THC. Maybe I should have sung to him at the intermission here. They have let Latosin family back into the game. 6-6 is our score as we are now inside 8 minutes to go here in this round. Stoic and Titus over in the McCain Supply Yard. Grenades tossed in there by Edie and Jaloo of Latosin family as they retreat down the alley past the train tracks and into the north parking lot. That is where we find four of the five Latosin family members over in the metro area. Daffy coming through that metro station. Did not last long. 4-on-1, a big disadvantage. Here comes Stoic. Stoic able to take out their first man, Jaloo. He's supported now by Orcus behind the Jeep they hide. It's going to be an all-out bloodbath here as we enter in the Metro Station parking lot under heavy attack. Latosin family, trap position they have. Stoic doing a good job, takes down, but they are left. Edie, Skype, and Hulu to take out Titus, and Titus trying to get into that parking lot entrance from the north parking lot into the office. Not able to do so as he is put down by another big SR8 shot from Edie. And start the round, Edie once again doing a good job there. First kill from Orcus with his SR8. As Latosin family now up 14-8, so all is not lost for THC. 7 minutes to go here. They do have enough to climb back into it. They've showed flashes of brilliance early on UT Turnpike, but so far have not been able to put in recently as the bleeding continues here for them as Latosin family has ripped about 4 in a row now as they go up 8-6 on UT Turnpike. Coming through the alleyway, it is McTelly, Daffy, and Orcus taking aim at Skype and Hulu over in the parking lot. Coming through the north parking lot, it is Stoic doing some damage with his LR300. He and Titus now heal up in the loading docks at the far end near the metro station, and actually going in the metro station, retreating very quickly. It is Hulu of Latosin family running for his life, trying to find his teammate. They find him there at the main entrance to the office building. He is outgunned by Titus. Titus then killed by Edie. So hanging tough here. Is Latosin family going to be able to outlast this assault by the Trigger Happy Chillers? We'll have to find out here in just a couple of minutes. As we're in the north parking lot, and we follow the action with Edie, who's trying to find any of the THC members. Orcus out front, McCain Supply Yard, not sure where his teammate is. Daffy right next to him. I'm surprised he not heal up. Daffy injured. He's only got about 30 health left. Orcus maintaining his presence with that SRA. Now he switches to the UMP 45 as they heal up under the train tracks near that alley entrance. Coming through very quickly, switching to his SR8 as we watch the round time tick down. 1 minute, 20 and counting. THC cannot sit back. They do have to come out very fast or very quick if they want to try to get back into this match. And they come into the Metro Station parking lot. Looking to come through the Metro Station. We go and find Hulu. Hulu and Edie replacing where THC just was over in the McCain Supply Yard as they now run down the alleyway. The final two members here of each clan actually on opposing ends of the map. As we switch to the mini-map view and watch the action unfold from high above there, coming down the second floor, it is THC there in the office building. As they split up, go their separate ways. Here comes one through the metro station, and a big kill there for Orcus. Neep. Orcus able to pick him off with an SRA. Nice work there by Orcus of THC. ED under heavy attack. THC definitely needs this one. They have the 2-1 advantage, although time is against them here. They're going to have to put on a last-second charge in order to get Edie, who keeps retreating now into the McCain Supply Yard and into the loading docks. And I do believe this round is going to end in a draw as he is holed up on the crates. This is one of those areas where they usually use for CTF. But the round's going to die here. 3-2-1, and it is a draw. That is unfortunate. That is a very unfortunate, yet somewhat amazing, isn't it, McTelly, that we have a draw on Turnpike as TAC not able to chase down that last gamer for Latosan family. Our score remains 8-6 here as we're now inside of 4 minutes. Time becoming a vital element here for THC as they need to pick up a couple of wins very quickly. And they need to pick up about five to draw even. Right now, under heavy attack in the parking lot. The metro station parking lot, that was Orcus. He bleeds to death thanks to the kill of, who was that? That was Rudolph. As actually, north parking lot, and very quickly, it is Latosan family doing the killing, maintaining the edge here in this round. And 3 minutes we are at right now for a THC. THC putting out an all-out attack here on Latosan family, which is what they have to do, which is what they did to start the round, and then just sort of lost a bit of steam. As we see McKelly now coming down William Street, taking shots at Skype. Skype, he's got Edie as his backup with that mighty SR8, but it's not going to be enough. McKelly kills himself to get the round restart quickly. And here comes THC once again down the alleyway, being led by Orcus. He avoids a grenade. Daffy now loads up a grenade, looking to toss it down to the parking lot. He does so here in the north parking lot. Nobody home for Latosan family, who looks like they may and most likely will go on to win this round and win the match. Right now, they do have a 4-point advantage here on UT Turnpike. They had 5-point advantage going in, so they're up by 9. With 2 minutes to go, that lead looks like it is not going to slip away here. It's Latosan family playing very well against THC, who had the advantage here on this map. But they were not able to keep that keep the momentum going, unfortunately, as they let Latosan family climb back in here after a couple of rounds. And Latosan family has not looked back. McTelly, first man to die here. Rudolph's G36 doing the damage. Stroik coming through that back parking lot door. Nice work by Stroik and Orcus as they take out two members of Latosan family. 3-on-2 now advantage goes to THC as we heal with Edie and Skype on the stairwell. Titus hit just about every part of his body. Now he goes down, but it's going to be Stoic who cleans up the last member of Latosan family, and the bleeding has stopped, but it might be a little too late here for THC to get back into this as we are just approaching 1 minute. Our score 11-7. McTelly under heavy attack at the south parking lot, trying to retreat, and he'll not able to do so. Jalou going to get the kill on him to death. Jalou now coming around the front side on to William Street. Main entrance, passing the restrooms he goes, shooting out the glass. As we see Hulu getting a whole lot of hole from a DE, Titus on that kill. And then Titus meets up with the wrong end of Jalou's LR-300 as he and Edie go in search of more THC blood to take down. That in the member of Orcus. Orcus entering the alley entrance to the office. And as he does, we pick him up. Very quickly, he makes a move in front of the restrooms. Inside the office, he will remain as we're inside 17 seconds. So this could be the final round as he crouches near the reception desk, makes a move in to the metro station, comes out in the metro parking lot, the north side of the map, and this is going to do it. 5 seconds, 4-3-2, and this round is over. This match is over. We will play out the round. 11-7 is our score. And we'll see which way it goes here very quickly as we follow Orcus. Orcus shooting out the glass on the second-story window. Orcus hears him. Orcus under attack. Orcus gets the final kill here. And 11-8 is our final score in favor of Latosin family. So we're going to step away, come back. We'll give out our Dead Llamas players of the game and run down the final score right after this.
And let's see, who wants wheat eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants wheat eye off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's now.
Get off the phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not gonna deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not gonna get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
And welcome back to ITG. Oswald here. We've just finished this second league Group C matchup between Latosin family and Trigger Happy Chillers. Final score of the match, 18-10 in favor of Latosin family. They go on to victory here as THC had them in their sights there early in the second round on UT Turnpike, unable to put them away. A bit unfortunate, but it's the way the bullet goes, man. And unfortunately, they were on the wrong end of the wrong end of the score. Our players of the game, as I look over the overall scores right now, it's going to be a tough call here. We had some good gaming action today. Our players of the game, I think I'm going to our DeadLlamas.net players of the game, I'm going to hand it out to Orcus of THC and Edie of Latosin family. The SR8 rifles proved too much. Both had very good rounds. Orcus 14 kills there in the second round. Yes, I know Titus had 27, although Titus a little light there in the first round, only 5 kills. So our players of the game here handed out to Orcus and Edie. Final score 11-8. And that is going to do it today for our Urban Terror cast. We will be back tomorrow to bring you more Urban Terror action. Coming up tomorrow, as I quickly check the admin roster here, coming up tomorrow, it is going to be Biza News versus FPS Clan. FPS, the third league champions of the Fall 2004 Cup. So we'll see how they fare in the second league. So it's going to be a challenge for them. And again, our final score here today, Latosin family 18, Trigger Happy Chillers 10. And that is going to do it. We'll see you next time. Have a good day.